The Outfit by Richard Stark. Narrated by John Chancer. Part 1. Chapter 1. When the woman screamed, Parker awoke and rolled off the bed. He heard the plop of the silencer behind him as he rolled, and the bullet punched the pillow where his head had been. He landed face down on the floor. His stubby pregnant 32 was clipped to the springs under the bed like a huge black fly standing upside down, and Parker's hand was reaching out for it before he hit the floor. He spun a half turn away from the bed and raised the 32 so the other one would know he had it. But he didn't fire. This was a hotel room, and the 32 wasn't silenced. A half turn, then he reversed his spin and rolled under a bed, hearing the second bullet thud into the floor just behind him. His arms were tucked in close to his body, and he rolled all the way across and came up on the other side, seeing the other one just stooping to fire under the bed. Parker threw the 32. The grip hit the other's forehead, just above the nose. He grunted, then dropped out of sight. Parker bent and looked through under the bed. The other was lying on his face. After the first scream, the woman had been silent. Now she stared, slack-faced, as Parker got to his feet and went around the bed. He was tall and lean, with corded veins and hard tanned flesh. His torso was creased by old scars. His legs had a bony angularity to them. The muscles were etched against the bones. His hands were big, thick, knotted with veins. They were made for gripping an axe or a rock. When he picked up the 32 again,